thanks again. And we're out.
Hello, 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 hello. Ooh, wait, sorry, am I gone? Okay, perfect. Welcome back. Another,
Is this you? I hope it's you.
Thursday, Silica Joe's Laugh Hour, back again. 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio in Medford. You know the show. Welcome back, had a great week. I missed last week, unfortunately, you know, Thanksgiving break, obviously. So I couldn't be here with you, but we're back. Got a lot of great stuff to play for y'all. Gotta allow me to get set up first.
Perfect. Okay.
Who is this? We got, Sybil Bayer, I think. I don't know. It's a Deutsch name. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's some nice, like, you know, Nick Drake-esque little folk from the 70s. I really like it. Really nice. I think it's a good little track to kick us off. Let's go. Let's get right into it. Enjoy.
Tonight, when I came home from work, heard. Tonight, when I came home from work, there he, unforeseen, sat in my kitchen, buttering himself for bread, and the cat was on his knee and smiled at me. Tonight, when I came home from work, tonight, when I came home from work, there he, unforeseen, passed the guitar and said, I battered my car right now, won't you please give me your tune? We had change of the moon, we had change of the moon. Tonight, when I came home from work, tonight, when I came home from work, tonight, when I came home from work, there he, unforeseen, changed in an easy chair and said, what's that sorrow you bear? And I could tell him he understood. He gently took my arm, he listened to my tears till dawn. I dedicate this song to you. Tonight, we had change of the moon, we had change of the moon. Tonight, when I came home from work, tonight, when I came home from work, tonight, tonight, tonight.
Ain't that lovely? Ain't that beautiful? What we got up next? Kate Bush up next. Spotify Wrapped, that's a thing that people are doing. I'm not a Spotify user, so I don't really know. I'm an Apple Music user, unfortunately. And I got the Apple Music Wrapped, you know. Basically what I expected. I think it's a bit wrong, you know. But yeah, Kate Bush was on it. Number 5, 1,000 minutes listened to this year. I'm not going to go through the whole list on the show, don't worry. But I will play a Kate Bush track I've been listening to a lot recently from the central world. It's Love and Anger. This one's great. Awesome. So sick. And we're just going to go right into it. Ooh, I have the automation playing. Got to stop that. Yeah. Okay. Let's go. Enjoy. What a tune. She's so awesome. She's so sick, you know. She might be the best to ever do it, in my opinion, you know. I don't know how many people agree with that, but Next. I was feeling some They Might Be Giants, you know. 16-year-old me was calling, and I was feeling They Might Be Giants. So I'm going to do a nice little click one. Click. Quick. Not click. My bad. You know. Sorry. You know how it is at midnight. Yeah. They Might Be Giants. Don't Let's Start. This is from their first album, I think. I don't know. I don't care. Playing it. Let's go. Enjoy.
Start. This is the worst part. Could believe for all the world that you are my precious little girl. But don't let's start. I've got a weak heart and I don't get around. How you get around? When you are alone, you are the cat, you are the phone, you are an animal. The words I'm singing now mean nothing more. Destruction over an overture. And do I need a apostrophe? D need this dacha. Don't let's start. This is the worst part. Could believe for all the world that you're my precious little girl. But don't let's start. I've got a weak heart and I don't get around. How you get around? Gets what they want, and that is beautiful. Everybody dies frustrated and sad, and that is beautiful. They want what they're not, and I wish they would stop saying debity dog doggy ding dang debity dog doggy ding dang debity. World destruction over an overture. And do I need apostrophe? Do you need this touch? Start. This is the worst part. To believe for all the world that you are my precious little girl. But don't let's start. I've got a weak heart and I don't get around. How you get around? I've got a weak heart and I don't get around. How do you get around?
Yeah, fun little song, you know, goofy. It's goofy with it, it's silly with it, whatever. Got an accordion in there, you know. That one Hard Times article where they're like, Weird Al fan finally listening to serious music, They Might Be Giants. That's real, you know. What else? I'm gonna move on. I'm not gonna dwell on that. We have drum and bass. I listened to Pesce Studio Set again earlier today while doing work, you know. Really perfect collection of music, I think. And this is a track from Pesce Studio Set. You know, some classic liquid ambient drum and bass. 1996. I don't know when this came out, but that's when the set came out. It's 96. I don't know this track. This is Rings Around Saturn by Fotek, you know. No one's heard of any of these artists otherwise besides Pesce Studio Set. Like myself, I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. What I do know is that I'm gonna play some banging drum and bass tunes right now, and we're gonna enjoy them in the studio. Meeting me in the studio. Let's go. Massive. Massive tune, that is. Alright. Yeah, no, sick. You know what else is pretty sick? You know what else is pretty sick? The new Wasteblood is pretty sick. I've been listening to that a lot. Well, not a lot, but no, I've been listening to it a lot. Really great record. She's awesome. You know, a lot of great every track, fantastic. Can't say anything bad about it. It's just beautiful. This track coming up, one of my favorite tracks on it, personally. Twin Flame. Beautiful. Beautiful little drum machine thing she got on it. I don't know. What can I say other than I'm going to play it in the studio right now. 91.5 WMFO Freeform. Let's go. Beautiful. Amazing. What a song. Really. She gets it. She gets it, you know. Who else been watching the footy, you know? I can't be the only one. I'm a big fan of association football at the World Cup. Qatar. I love FIFA. I love the nation of Qatar. I won't get into that, but I will get into, we've had some good footy, good football. Call in if you're a fan of footy, quote-unquote footy football. Don't call in, actually, because I don't answer the phones. Who else watched Mexico, Saudi Arabia today? That was mental, you know. I almost had a heart attack, and I did have a heart attack. I'm not going to talk about football. I can't do it on my own. It's going to be boring for everyone involved. What I have been doing, right? Okay, someone vindicate me here, right? Like, I find that people don't know what Alan Partridge is here. And I've been doing all these Alan Partridge quotes, and people don't get them. Like, people have never heard the term twat liquid football. Wait, can I say that? I don't know if I can say that, but I can say that. I think I can say that. You know. Let me find it on air, right? Let me play this. See if anyone, like...
And it's a special...
Like, come on, listen to this. This is just, like, this is perfect. This is classic. This is iconic. Like, how could...
Night! Twat! That was liquid football!
Everyone's heard that. Everyone knows that. Everyone gets that, you know?
Shit! Did you see that?
Yeah. Proof is in the pudding.
This is my face and when I'm watching football on the TV. What a sport. What a game. Most beautiful game. Gotta love it. Anyways, next. I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna get into the music. This is why freeform exists. Music. Does it? I don't know. Bonnie Prince Billy, I See a Darkness. What a song this is. I've been listening to this album on repeat, you know, because it's just such a great album. And here we got the song, I See a Darkness. Title track on the record, I See a Darkness. So good. So awesome, so beautiful. I'm just going to play it and shut up. I'm very tired tonight. Apologies. I See a Darkness. Bonnie Prince Billy. Let's go. Whatever. Awesome.
Did you ever notice the kind of thoughts I got? Well, you know I have a love for everyone I know. And you know I have a drive to live I won't let go. But could you see its opposition comes rising up sometimes? That it's dreadful and the position comes blacking in my mind. see a darkness, and that I see a darkness, and that I see a darkness, and that I see a darkness. And did you know how much I love you? Is a hope that somehow you can save me from this darkness. Well, I hope that someday, buddy, we have peace in our lives, together or apart, alone or with our wives, that we can stop our whoring and pull the smiles inside and light it up forever and never go to sleep. My best unbeaten brother, this isn't all I see. Did you know how much I love you? Is a hope that somehow you can save me from this darkness.
Yeah, man. Awesome. What a song. I'm gonna go into a PSA now, I think. I think that's, before I forget, we're gonna hear important. Oh god, Rivendell is like, anyways, regardless, fixed it, let's go. Important, listen up.
Hi, this is Paris Hilton. Did you know that women outnumber men in this country, yet we are still not represented or heard in the right way? Education, abortion, gun control, equality in the workplace, healthcare. This year, let's show everyone that chicks rock by getting all chicks to vote.
Very true.
Look around you. You can't ignore these issues when they're all in your face. So take a stand, register, and rock the vote, baby.
Thank you, Paris. Anyways, what's next? That's not the automation that I can't turn off. Love you, Rivendell. Anyways, I didn't really make a set list before this, so this is live right now. And what I'm going to play right now is Steely Dan, because, you know, whatever. Any world that I'm welcome to. Katie Lied, 1975. This track in particular. What a song, you know. They don't make it like this anymore, you know. His dads were onto something. Let's play right now. Let's play right now. Please, enjoy.
If I had my, I would move to another lifetime. I'd quit my job, ride the train through the misty nighttime. I'd be ready when my feet touch ground, wherever I come down. And if the folks will have me, then they'll have me.
Any world that I walk on to,
what you are and have seen. I can see your hand reaching out through a shining daydream, where the days and nights are not the same. Captured happy in a picture frame. Honey, I will be there.
I think I'll go to the park, watch the children playing. Perhaps I'll find in my head what my heart is saying. A vision of a child returning, a kingdom where the sky is burning. Honey, I will.
Yeah, man. We love the Dan. Alright. What's next? I'm doing this, it's even more freeform, because I don't have a set list. I was writing an essay 5 minutes before this, so, you know, wasn't prepared. But, what do we have next? Massive change of pace, I think. Maybe, maybe not. But, I'm going to do some old, some classic 90s, dirty, grimy, Memphis lo-fi rap, Tommy Wright III. It's gonna get procedural. It's gonna get procedural. Yeah, I don't know. I can't speak, but I don't know. Whatever. Tommy Wright III. I can't really say anything about Tommy Wright III that hasn't been said already. One of the, you know, I'm trying to think of adjectives right now, and they're lost on me. But really, I think it goes hard, in my opinion, as a suburban white boy from New Jersey. I think it goes hard. I'm bumping it. So I'm going to bump it on air for everyone to enjoy. Let's go.
Oh yeah. Straight up out of Four Corners, Pimpinville. Tommy Wright III up in this bitch. They got me booked in some ho shit. Check it out. Nine on my waistline, assed out, needed some dope. Five for the 50, try to flip it, double it like a pro. Made $100, spent 30 on a quarter ounce. Made $60, cause all my six sacks were stout. Took $50 from the 70 that I didn't spend. Bought a half ounce, 11 sacks, made 110. $20 plus 110, plus 60, made 190. Bought 10 for the bill, running by to my nigga Tiny. Took the left over 90, bought an ounce of endo. Tiny brought me back 45, said he got chased, but he lied. Smoked his ass, choked his ass, broke his ass, now he's gone. Took the 45, he brought me, bought myself a smaller tone. Had 200 from the ounce, plus the 5 rocks left over from the 10. I had it first and gave him when he smoked my bonus. Spent $2 at the store, bought energizers for my people. Don't quit on me now, my nigga. Risk my nerves by smoking reefer. Later on it, they kept serving in my hoofy ride. Bought a pound of weed for 350, put that to the side. Made a side deal with Jack Owen, said he wanted a cup for keeping them folks up on my ass, but 50% was just too much. So my hoochie for 500 pounds was sold in a deuce, 1250 strong and all, so I spent it on the juice. Would he give Jack Owen the cut, so he tried to kill me. I put a contract out on his ass, so he killed himself, G. Pigs already knew the game. Sure, Jack Owen's ass was caught. Then they went through his shit, found my name, and found out what he had bought. Went to his house to find 2 kilos I had hidden. Folks jumped out from everywhere. Damn, them blue boys caught me slipping.
I caught you slipping, my nigga. I caught you slipping. I caught you slipping, my nigga. I caught you slipping. I caught you slipping, my nigga. I caught you slipping. I caught you slipping, my nigga. I caught you slipping.
Nine on my waistline, got his ass on the scope. Lincoln Continental, I don't know if it's a rental, but I seen him coming from the bank, getting cheese from the teller. When I see some money, I just go crazy like Apple Skelter, follow his ass, waiting for this punk to make the wrong move. Every turn he made, I made, constantly stalking, playing it cool. Nigga had a car phone, I saw the antenna on the back, legs shaking cause I'm scared, nervous with my hand on the gas. Tired of this fucking chase, I want the money, my nigga do too. Out of eye contact, he see me through his rear view, he know I'm on his ass. Fuck it, grab the gun, turn off the lights, his rifles looking back at me. Them white folks made another right, pulled up on the parking lot, I knew something was different. I followed him to a precinct, found them white folks, caught my ass slipping.
I caught you slipping, my nigga, I caught you slipping. I caught you slipping, my nigga, I caught you slipping. I caught you slipping, my nigga, I caught you slipping. I caught you slipping, my nigga, I caught you slipping. I caught you slipping, my nigga, I caught you slipping. I caught you slipping, my nigga, I caught you slipping. I caught you slipping, my nigga, I caught you slipping. I caught you slipping, my nigga, I caught you slipping. I caught you slipping, my nigga, I caught you slipping. I caught you slipping, my nigga, I caught you slipping. I caught you slipping, my nigga, I caught you slipping. I caught you slipping, my nigga. I caught you slipping, my nigga. I caught you slipping. I caught you slipping, my nigga. I caught you slipping.
Possible odd choice to play on air, you know, but the reason I like it so much, you know, the reason I like a lot of this Memphis stuff from the 90s is because, like, when you read about it, like it's punk. What they're doing is punk. They're doing all this by themselves in some basement on some cassette. You know, doing it's trying to be as aggressive, intentionally aggressive as possible on these little cassettes. It's DIY, you know, it's there's a community aspect to it. It's beautiful, you know. It sounds very dated now, I realize. I didn't realize how dated it sounded until I was listening to it on air. But, I don't know. Part of me really likes it because it's punk, basically. Anyways, gonna run it back right now. 2 decades, I think. This is more old people music. This is more dad music. This isn't dad music. This is mom music. And this is Roxy music. Some of the best to ever do it, I think. This is Grey Lagoons from their record, For Your Pleasure. It's awesome. It's nice. It's sick. It's smooth. We're gonna go right now. Let's hear it.
All these and more to choose if you. Satin teardrops on the velvet lights. A morning sickness on a Friday night. Heaven knows what offers I might bring. Goodbyes. Hocus pocus with fake alibis.
Yeah, man. Sick. What we got next? We got Cornelius next. He's awesome, you know. Gets Wilsonian with it. I'm not talking Woodrow Wilson. I'm talking Brian Wilson. Very Brian Wilson-esque. Like, you put Brian Wilson in the 90s, you get Cornelius. One of the greatest. I say one of the greatest to ever do it a lot, you know. Do I earnestly mean it this time? I don't know. Maybe not. But what I do mean to say is it's awesome. Sick track. Sick record. Track I'm going to play is Starfruit Surf Rider from the record Phantasma or Fantasia. I don't even remember the record name. It's one of those. But yeah, really good. Really awesome. Very layered. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of really awesome noises in it. And it also sounds pretty sick. Really everything you could want in a song. So I'm going to play it on air. Please sit back, relax, whatever. Let's go. Thank you. fading out a bit in the interest of time. I should probably move on. I just want to say, do a little outro here. 91, you've been listening to 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, in Medford. Been a pleasure coming on, as always. Hope everyone listened and enjoyed. Stay tuned for the next track, and stay tuned for the next show, too. It's very important that you support Freeform Radio. Close it out with... song's over anyway. Close it out with one of my favorite artists ever. Great track, one of my favorite tracks from him, Jim O'Rourke, The Workplace. I'm not going to say anything else, just going to let it play. Please enjoy, and goodbye. See you all next week, same time.